Hallelujah. Restoration, like I told you, means to bring back something which is lost, bring you to your correct place, to your original beauty, to whatever was stolen from you to be given back to you. That is what restoration means. And in this year, I see God restoring a lot of things to you. Your amen is not strong enough. But the first key to restoration is repentance. Repentance. Repentance means to return to the original way which was right. Or a change of your ways to a better way. That's repentance. So for example, if you are in school and you are failing in your exams, you need to repent. Repentance means that then you need to change the way you learn by spending more time in your learning and doing more assignments so that you can get back what you have lost. And most of the things we see in the physical are also in the spiritual. See, a person yamese san niema ano ye niema fufro ya brabo man niema ya shina niema ni pe wi ano o san di brain dia na esese ese san ye suban ya dwen ye ni ye ni niema ye ya enso nyame ni. Can I have an amen? We need to change that first. In Joel chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. Joel, being a prophet, saw something. And look at what it says. He said, the days that the palmer worms and the caterpillars have eaten, God will restore them. And I explained to you. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. With all your, say it again. With some of your heart. 50%. 80%. These days people don't write that letter, but if you ever went to Saito, or I went to Saito, then my father has some money and moved me to international school. But usually those, the one who are proposing to a woman, say, I love you 99.75%. Just add the 1/4. But the 1/4 can be a big issue. Now God is saying that I want everything. I want all your heart. Everything in your heart. And there's a reason why God is asking for your heart. God is not asking for your body. God is not asking for anything. He said, I want your heart. Your body is different from your heart. Somebody can sit with you, but his heart is not with you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Somebody can be talking with you, but his heart is not with you. God is saying that, listen to me, when it comes to repentance, I want your heart. That's what I want. That is why the only thing that keeps to be put together is love. Because when you tell somebody I love you, you say, hey, I sure you. Then they will hold their heart. I sure you love me. Hey. Then they start laughing. Because love is a heart matter. And what is in your heart affects everything. I think I've told you about the last time I went to psychiatric hospital. I saw a young lady, very beautiful. First, I thought she was normal. But when she sat down, the way she sat made me know that something is not right. Then she laughed a bit and said, oh, David. Then she looked at the window and said, David, God will punish you. Then he looked at me and asked me, are you looking for somebody? And I said, yes, looking for somebody. You could see that the things he was saying was eternal, but the problem was a heart issue. Somebody she trusted might have disappointed. And you see, the heart can affect your mind, can affect your body. Your heart can affect every aspect. So something has happened in his heart, but it has touched the mind. God says, I want all your heart, and with fasting. Therefore also now said the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, number one. In other words, if your heart is not involved, don't fast. It's not necessary. Don't fast. Don't worry yourself, because it will be zero. He said, I want your heart first. I want your heart first. Your heart, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it are all the issues of life. Akumani muna nyama wo, akumani muna nada wo, akumani muna nyama wo penina wo, akumani muna nyamisro wo, akumani muna nyamisomu wo, akumani, just say, akumani muna nyame nina wo, nyame say, mamu wakuma kane, give me your heart first. He said, come to me with your heart and with fasting and with weeping. This fasting, we see a lot of weepings, because you don't understand. If you like, ask anybody whose things have been stolen before. If your things have been stolen before, some you cry, but depending on the nature of the things, some crying will come out. He said, come with me with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. That is why when we are fasting and praying, we also put ourselves in a certain state because God must have the preeminence. Verse 13. And rend your heart and not your garment. You see, in those days of Israel, if something happens to somebody or somebody is going through something, he will tear his cloth. If it's a woman, she will tear. Or if it's a man, she will tear. Then he put ashes on her hair and sit on the floor and start wailing. Israel memunu. Se baso obi pe bibi anane ra ho na pese o sakra ntuma o xeno watete no o yo ba o tin ntuma no afa ensuno no de guni tis no came tre rade. But I got to a point, God realized that they were doing it as an artist. They have mastered the act, like funerals. Now God is saying that when it comes to me and you come, rend your heart and not your garments and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. Give the Lord some praise. He is gracious and merciful. Oh, slow to anger. God is slow to anger. Listen, gentlemen, let me tell you something. God is not weak. God is not weak. He's slow. It can take him 5 years or 10 years to take an action. Listen, gentlemen, you can't stand God's anger. He's slow to anger and of great kindness and repented him of the evil. Verse 14.
Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even if meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. But that was the Old Testament. They said they are not sure even when you do that, he will repent. But my Bible tells me in the New Testament, 1 John 1, 9, that if we confess our sins, give the Lord some praise. Jesus has done a great thing for us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us from every unrighteousness. So the way we can start with the resurrection, we will be born. Now, if you know, we are born. We are born. We are born. Now, what can we born here? That's what restoration is. When I do something against you, do something against me, I need to call you or you call me and I tell you that I've offended you, or you call me and say you have offended me. So we restore our relationship or our friendship to where it used to be. So repentance is key to restoration. Anybody who wants to have restoration with God must first go with him with your heart. Please don't serve God with your clothes. Don't serve God with just your money. Don't serve God, but serve God with your heart. Put your hand on your chest, say, Lord, touch this heart of mine and make it restore. In Jesus' name. Number two, godliness. We need godliness. Godliness means to love God above everything. Many people love other things more than God. Deuteronomy chapter 5 from verse 7 to 8. Deuteronomy 5, 7 to 8. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Verse 9. For the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God. If you're a woman, you think you are jealous, you are not jealous enough. God is very jealous. You see, we are thinking about jealousy in negative terms, but you must have jealousy in positive things. God is jealous. When he sees that the time you are supposed to give him, you are giving to something else, he's jealous. He feels it. He said, don't bow to any other God. I am the only God in your life. He said, I am a jealous God. So don't love anything more than God if you want restoration in your life. So, don't lift anything above God. Let God be the number one. Every other thing must be number two. Do you know why God must be number one? If God is number one and I'm in love with you, because God is a healer, God is a provider, and God is a supplier, and he's my number one. Anytime we have an issue you don't need, I can talk to him for you. Am I speaking to somebody? But if I make you the number one and I make him the number two, and I go to him and I say, you know, my friend is sick. He said, well, brother, I've never been the number one in your life. Look for the source of your number one. Look for it. Because I'm a jealous God. Somebody preached a message in the US. Jesus is toilet. And I think one of these days I'll preach it. He became toilet for us. No, it looks strange to you, but that's how at times we deal with him. We only go to him when we are in difficulty. Yeah, we only go to God when things are difficult. But that is not a good relationship. God wants you to make him the number one of your life. Psalm 1 from verse 1 to 4. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Afi, please don't walk in the way of the ungodly. Obi a onso nyame ne ne nante. Obi odi nyame ho fel ene ne nante. That's why when you meet with them, they make fun of the church, make fun of God. Don't walk with such people. But sir, blessed is the man that don't walk with such people. You see, you take certain things for granted. But one of the things that pains God is for somebody to sit somewhere and speak against God and speak against his church. And you, the believer, you are there contributing to it. God looks at you and says, oh, how would you feel if somebody is saying something bad about you and your best friend is there contributing to it? And somebody comes to tell you that, oh, when I was passing by, this person said this about you. And even this, your friend was here. How would you feel about it? You say, oh, but that friend just left my house. I say, yes. Even he said this day. The day you hear that, you watch that friend carefully. And many people have lost certain things because of this. Now he holds back from you. Certain things you should have, he keeps it to himself because he realizes that, no, though you know much about him or her, what you have is destroy him or her. Blessed is he that does not walk or stand with them. In other words, don't even stand with them. When they say, I want to talk to you, say, please. The Bible says, I shouldn't stand. Yeah. There are some people you shouldn't even stand with them. Please, I want to talk to you. Say, no, no. In fact, I will talk to you in 1 Corinthians. The Bible says, don't even eat with them. The Bible says that some people don't even eat. Don't sit. When they give you a seat, say, I will stand. Because when you sit with them 5 minutes, they will spoil your heart. There are some places when you sit and you get up, because the things that will go on, realize that no, something has gone wrong. Don't sit. Everybody say restoration. Say, I need restoration in my life. And anything that I will seek from God, I will have it. In Jesus' name. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. But do you understand this verse? I'm moving on to my third point. But do you know that when God created Adam and Eve, he made four rivers in the garden and made the rivers to pass through the trees? That's why all the trees were watered. And there was no dry tree there. And God is saying that if that person will do this, and will be godly and walk with me and delight in my word, then what I will do, that I will restore him, that wherever that tree is, I will cause a river to be there for him. May there be rivers around you. Shall bear his fruit in this season. His leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, in 2015, whatsoever you do, may it prosper. I say, may it prosper. I say, may it prosper. Prosperity is the bread of the children of God. Number 3, you must have change of mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2. So number 1, repentance. Number 2, godliness. Number 3, change of mind. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable self. So you realize that every time God wants you first, before even he tells you what he wants to do with you, he wants you. Present your whole body as a living sacrifice. For whom I ready, join this prayer and fasting. Join this year, 2015. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Now, why does God want you to change your mind? Because your mind is where you process all the information that comes to you and where you make all your decisions. For example, in 2014, there were some people I spoke to. When I spoke to them, but they processed what I spoke to them in their minds. And they took certain decisions. And I thank God that it was well with them. Because if your mind is not working correctly, I can be speaking something good to you, but you hate me. Because you see, your mind is not working correctly. When your mind is not working correctly, when I speak the truth to you, you'll be angry with me. Because Baba said that when you advise a fool, he'll be angry with you. But when you advise a wise man, he'll be wiser and learn more. So when your mind is not working correctly, what even seems correct seems incorrect. Because the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove what is good. So if your mind is not working correctly, you can't even see what is good. I can speak to you. I can call you. There are some people, I give them ultimatums. One of the things about, when you say, I'm giving you ultimatums, it means that I'm ending with you. When I say I'm ending with you, I'm finished. Usually I start my class in a nice way. God is in control. I'll come again. I'll be harder. Then at a certain point, then I will tell you and say, now, do this. There are some time I tell you, it's no longer what you want to do. Now, do this. Mituni pafwa, mi yane kakra kra. Edu ebi, na me dopa, mituni kacho se, afe, me shew. I'm now commanding you to do this. Do you know why? Because as pastors, we can see what you don't see. When I told one of my sons in 2014, I said, I sense death that you may not cross 2014 if you don't serve the Lord in a certain way. And she thought I was joking. But thank God that God delivered him. Came to my office, we prayed about something. That was not the enemy. Then he was involved in something that nearly killed him. So he came to knock at my door and said, I've entered into prayer and fasting. I said, oh, the church has not called for one. He said, me myself, I've called for one. I'm doing one myself. Then he said, Pastor, me myself, I'm going to serve the Lord. Me myself. And I'm excited to see somebody who himself is serving God. It makes my work easier. And we become friends. Be transformed by the renewal of the mind. You know what is good and acceptable. So you move from what is good, then you move to what is acceptable. But that, by the time you move into God's perfect will, everybody will hear about you. Your family will hear about you. Your friends will hear about you. When you're in God's perfect will, except you don't touch something, people will discuss you. People will be thinking about you. You see, God's perfect will, that's what we call Eden. He will bring you to that place. You may not have money in your pocket, but you eat. I'm speaking to somebody. You realize that by 4 o'clock, you don't know what you eat. You are in his perfect will. Somebody who owes you, that day will bring the money. You see, when we say prosperity, people think prosperity means that if you have money in the room, that's prosperity. No. Prosperity means constant supply. Can I have an amen? You see, God's constant supply. You see, no, listen. When I say constant supply, in other words, you have money. Just that all are not with you at the same time. But you see, it's only in Ghana when they say he's rich. Yeah, so, or 1 million on the bank account, that's not rich. In America, when they say you are rich, we are talking about your stocks, your property, your buildings, and they put it together. But in Africa, they want to see cash, sky moja. But when you are rich, you are not only rich in terms of money, you are rich in terms of property. Because if you sell your building, you are worth your building. Can I have an amen? Lift up your hands and say, Lord, change my mind. In 2015, change the way my mind works. To the way you want my mind to work, so that I will have total restoration. Say total restoration. Total restoration. First from my heart and everything that I do. Number 4, as I end, change of attitude. Your attitude is the way you respond to things in life. You can pray 24 hours, you can shout, you can wear anything. If you have a bad attitude, if you have a bad attitude, you will lose a blessing. You will lose everything. The way you talk, the way you handle yourself, your pride, the way you carry yourself, the way you respond to things. Attitude is key in working with God. Why do you think unbelievers at times get things believers don't get? The fact that you are in Christ doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that once you pray everything, your attitude. Somebody can say something. The way you react immediately speaks volumes, especially when people are around. You're a lady, you want to have a husband. We are praying for restoration. Then somebody comes across you. Hey, who need answer? Huh? We need a church. There's a man standing there, looks at you and says, ah, sister, way, I'm doing so here. Say, you finished. And when you come here, I will lay hands on you again. Some of you have laid hands, I will lay again. But when I lay again, and the attitude doesn't change, that's what I'm talking about. The man. And next week, I'm going, because I have to deal with it. Because your attitude is a reflection of your heart. You see, your attitude reveals what is in your heart. At least I've been a pastor for some years. And since I can look at somebody for some time and I can, that one, I don't even need the spirit. Some God will show to me when I'm. Some do I can just see. I'm prophesying now. Niye biya o abrabum abeye no me ne si ujira kwan si edi muadani mpaye banyamien mi tuni na o Yesu dem. We cancel them in the name of Jesus. Any attitude for which you have had enemies, which is not your fault. Oh my God. Father, we thank you that the work of the enemy is exposed. Wisdom has come. That with prayer and fasting, you want to touch our lives too. Because that's what people are watching. They are not watching our prayer. They are watching our attitudes. Heal your people. In Jesus' name. Give him some praise. So attitude determines your decisions, the way you think. And in 2015, may the Lord restore you. Now put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord, I store all this message in my heart. In any situation, let the wisdom and the spirit of this message come out to cause my restoration. I refuse to forget it. In the name of Jesus, my heart, my mind, my attitude is for you. In Jesus' name, amen.